All right, guys, Derek Sober, talk a little bit of Shopify today. Talk about selling using and stacking intangibles, okay? So especially if you're like a creative type or if you're selling some kind of service, so say you're making videos, say that you're making logos, say that, you know, you're doing websites or you're making funnels or any of that stuff, or even doing coaching, you know, or you know, one of the differentiators is always getting into the psychology of things. That's what drives people. So you can let people know, like, hey, why is your logo $20,000? So, well, you can get a logo on Fiverr. You can get it for free from a buddy. You can make your own logo. It could be anything, right? I mean, look at the Nike swoosh. It's just a little swoosh. Right now, to the untrained eye, it's just a swoosh, or to the untrained eye, the Starbucks logo is just what it is. But you know, if you really look at it, like, how does that logo make you feel? Now, obviously, marketing is combined with that. But here's the thing: is that you have different logos that just make you feel better. You see, like, the Fruit of the Loom logo, it's like, okay, it doesn't make sense. It's fruit. You're selling underwear. And undershirts and all this other stuff, whatever you're selling, you know. But the thing is, it's like, when you see fruit, how do you feel, right? How do you feel when you see it? So it makes it so, like, a logo can be something that you can, that kind of sticks out in the mind. So I would say for, like, the Fruit of the Loom logo, it's like, okay, like, people know that logo. You don't have to write Fruit of the Loom. You show them the logo, they're like, oh, Fruit of the Loom, right? Or even if it says Fruit of the Loom, they'll know, like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, the underwear, whatever, right? There's also Under Armour, right? They have their different logo. It's a little more obvious, right? Obvious logos are good because it's like, okay, we understand it. Okay. It makes understanding easier. But when you have a logo that's, you're like, why did I charge so much for a logo? Because they take into consideration those things. Not only that, but the colors. Colors, if you look at the scientific studies, colors make people feel a certain way. Like, a particular type of blue is very calming, right? Whereas, like, a red or, like, a hard color, it's going to be, like, depending on the logo again. Because a red could be stop. It could be, like, pay attention, right? Green could be, like, go. This is a good item. Go ahead with it. You know what I mean? It really depends. Also, contrasting colors. If it's a character, what kind of facial expression do they have? What body language do they have? Does it convey, like, is it inviting or is it creepy? Is the logo phallic in nature, right? You'd be surprised how many people accidentally do that. or could it be construed that way? What signal is the logo giving off visually that hits the, how does it hit the subconscious mind, right? So what you're not paying for, you know, you're not paying $20,000 for a logo. You're paying $20,000 for a message that everyone that sees your logo, you're deliberately and on purpose sending a message to them subliminally and overtly, okay? And very obviously, okay? And so, you need someone, if I was charging $20,000 for a logo, I don't make logos, but if I was, like, that's what I do. I look at it and we'll actually expose it to other people, we'll run a few ads, have a few different ideas, and see which one people respond to. See, how do they respond? Have a focus group. See, how does this make you feel? We don't just make the logo and send it to you, right? We make a logo, have a little focus group, and see, like, how does this make you feel? And people will tell you, how it makes you feel. What do you feel about the logo? There's a whole process into it. So no, it's not just a little logo for $20,000. It's a whole scientific study, basically. You know, not a full-blown scientific study, but it's a logo that we test before we send it to you, right? So at the end of the day, like, that's how you differentiate yourself. If you're doing websites, same thing. We test, you know, we'll look and see, we'll put the mouse trackers on there and see how, you know, where people's mice go and all that stuff. But we'll also ask people in person, navigate this site, please. Tell me what you think. Each page, how do you feel about this? How do you feel about the whole experience, right? So again, like, doing that, they're not just trusting your expertise. So you're stacking the value add is higher because you're doing something different nobody else is doing. No one else is doing a focus group on the logo. No one else is doing a focus group on the funnel. No one else is going to test the funnel. Now, of course, your customers, their job to spend advertising money to test the funnel, but we're going to focus group the funnel. How does it make people feel? We're going to make sure we get that right and get the glaring errors out of the way. You know, give them a few iterations and say, which one makes you want to buy more? You know, and set up different tests. We set up different tests where we give them a company card and we actually have them buy, look at different sites, and we have them buy. And we say, just buy from the one that you like the best. You can look at all four sites or five iterations, and whichever one you like the best, you buy from. Say a site like that might cost $100,000. But what you're getting is a site that's tested, right? And we might even throw some advertising at it. If you're charging $100,000 for a site, might throw a little bit of advertising at it just to get some proof of concept, get enough data points to know, like, okay, this is the one, right? So $100,000, whatever it is, but here's a proven site. Or here's a site that is, you know, we've run throughout traffic there, and this is the iteration that's won. So you're hitting the ground running, you know. So a lot of people that charge $75,000, $150,000 for a site, but it's just a boilerplate site. It's made by some artsy person. It looks cute, but at the end of the day, it's not built for conversion. We want conversion. I assume that's what you want, right? Conversion. You want it to look good, but you also want it to convert, right? These two things might not be synonymous, but we can make it look as best we can. But you ultimately want to convert, right? You know, what do you want to weigh higher on? You know, so we can do a focus group based on how good looking it is or how it converts. It's really up to you, right? And so you can make a site that, yeah, everyone thinks this is beautiful. Does it convert? No, not at all. Maybe you don't care about that. You just want a beautiful, the most beautiful site, you know? So either way, having a focus group, stacking intangible. I know that that's not intangible, having a focus group or whatever, but if you don't want to get all fancy like that, just go ahead and just, you know, talk about the psychology of it, right? That's worked wonders for me. It can work wonders for you too, right? But it's got to be true. You have to really understand the psychology of it. And implement that psychology into what you're doing. Like, if you're running copy, why is your copy so much more expensive? Because I'm not only talking to them overtly, I'm talking to them subliminally, subconsciously. We're talking about embedded commands. We're talking about full-on NLP. We're talking about, you know, this copy is not like your run-of-the-mill copy. Right? We're using every science that's available to us to make the copy convert better than just random copy, right? We want it to look different. We want it to feel different. We want it to make them feel certain. We want to elicit certain emotions at certain times. in order for them to ultimately make a buying decision. So we use all of the science that's available to us to that end, right? So either way, this is how you justify a high price point. Companies that spend a lot of money for these things, they want results, they want ROI. And that's how you can prove to them with your service. Like if you make videos, same thing. Do you want a video that ROIs or you just want a cute little video? I assume, you know, the first thing, right? You want it to ROI. That's what you're paying for. You're paying for our expertise in understanding the psychology of sales, the psychology of priming someone as best as we humanly can, subconsciously and consciously, to make your salesperson's job easier, to make your job selling easier, because they already have subliminal messaging, they already have overt messaging, right? You've already elicited emotions in them. And so that's why we'd recommend you do the logo with us, the website, and everything, because splitting vendors, you're not going to have a cohesive, you know, subliminal and conscious messaging scheme, right? You want all of that to be together. And so, again, this increases the value, just understanding what converts, and then you could tack on, like if it's a super, so that can be a mid-level thing. We can do that just in-house, and we'll focus group it in-house with our team. We'll just judge it. You know, we'll have our team members look at it from their experience and judge it. Now, if you want to get super fancy, our higher-end package, we actually run a scientific focus group, and we'll actually pay for some traffic very specifically to run towards it. Right. So we'll actually get actual traffic looking at it. And we'll also focus group it with strangers, you know, with different groups or cohorts of people. And do different parameters, and we could tell them different kind of tests that we do, you know, blind test where they don't really understand what's going on. Another one where we give them a company card and say, buy from the site that you like the best, right? And there's four or five iterations. Look at all, each one first, and then whichever one you like, use the company card to buy from. If do that. And then like, if you wouldn't buy for anyone, let us know and let us know why. And when you do buy something, if you do, let us know why. Why did you pick that one? You know, and then have them go through the whole site, do it, and then have another group go through and page by page, rank the page. What do you like about it? What don't you like about it? What's your favorite thing about this page? What do you like about this page? At the end of the day, in order to build value, people can now see the value. Like, oh, I'm going to get a battle-tested site here. So the mid-tier, the regular tier that most people, it's like, our team is going to stop everything they're doing and focus group on your site. That's going to take several hours to do, but we do it because we make sure we get it right. On the first level, right, if you have three levels of selling, which is usually the highest I would do for a service-based business, it'd be like, we're going to make you a site. You know, and the people that design it, they know what they're doing. They're going to use all the psychological stuff. You know, that's what we're going to use all that, right? Now, if you want us to use more company time, I'd recommend going with a second option where we actually focus group it, right? Because we'll be able to fix a lot of things a lot quicker there, right? And then the creme de la creme is we scientifically prove your page to be a winner, which means we actually run traffic through it, you know, everything like that. We do multiple focus groups and we run traffic through it and prove it. We prove that it works. So when we hand it over to you, you already know it works. It doesn't get better than that. No one could give you anything better than that, right? So that's how you sell your service-based thing at a much higher price point, because you're differentiating just by understanding what really matters to them. And shame on you if you're selling sites and promising them this stuff and you don't understand the psychology of sales. Okay? If you're designing something, you're going to need a salesperson to look at that, or a marketer to look at that and be like, nah, you got to fix that. Font's too small. Can't read it. It just doesn't feel right to them. They might not even describe, like, you know, what font is. Tahoma. Like, try Tahoma. See how that works. Right? They might not know to say that to you. Right? So at the end of the day, that's how you build value in your service-based business. Talk soon. God bless.